Well, let's start with what is your musical background?
I was born and raised in Sofia, Bulgaria. I was classically trained, started piano pretty early on. This is where the communism collapsed in Bulgaria, so I had the ambition to come to the United States and continue and study composition. So I applied at Duke University, received a fellowship for graduate studies in composition, came to Duke in 1990, and just really thrived and flourished at Duke. I composed mostly at the time concert music, but the thing is I've always worked with theatrical, with theaters, composing also incidental music for theater. Mm-hmm. So when I was at Duke, I was very fortunate to work with at least a couple of different theatrical companies that were doing both repertoire and also modern, avant-garde, experimental pieces. So that was my background.
Okay. So what is the first thing you do when beginning to write a score?
Well, the most important thing is the collaborative process with the director and understanding and establishing a deep understanding. What is it that he needs? What is it that the score is going to be? But most importantly, what are the needs of the film? So trying to understand the film, trying to let the film hit me on a very intuitive level. Obviously, doing a lot of research of other films that are somewhat similar in tone, in kind of a vibe. So I would say the most important thing for me is to kind of immerse myself, my spirit, if you wish, my mind, get under the skin of the director, immerse myself into his film, because I do write very fast. And the most important thing is also to establish a common language. You know, what are the themes we're going to use? What is the orchestration, the overall tone, just kind of the global parameters of the job? Because once I sit down, I'm pretty fast. Once I have that conceptual idea in mind, I work very efficiently.
Well, now, how did you become involved with writing additional music for Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands?
Oh, this is the most fantastic job. I have orchestrated for Steve Jablonski since 2004. Mm-hmm. He, at the time, he still is working for Hans Zimmer. He, at the time, was one of the fast-growing composers under Hans Zimmer. I worked on quite a few projects with him. I'm not his only orchestrator. I mostly worked with him on his games and lower budget films and established a relationship. But what was the beneficial and lucky thing is that I orchestrated on Transformers 1, both the game and the score for the film, and obviously knew the music very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
So when he needed to, because he was really busy with Transformers 2, he needed to farm out a couple of cues. Basically, I just stepped right into the situation, the position, and said I would love to do it, I can do it. And that's how I started to compose additional cues for him last year on the Transformers 2 video game. So this year, it was the same situation. He needed help on Prince of Persia. I would say this is probably my most ideal, most joyful job because it truly combined my Eastern European background and very deep knowledge of the Eastern music, which I've loved since childhood and studied also just listened for fun, and also my Hollywood experience having been in this town for 11 years in the trenches.
When you're writing additional music for a video game and when you're working with Steve Jablonski, like, do you bring your own original work, or do you are you still trying to sort of stick with what Steve had done?
Well, on the video game, there are 2 hours of music. And, there's level music, there's a theme, there's the menu, which is also the theme. Steve composed 2 themes. One was an earlier theme that was kind of more epic and heroic, and the second theme, which became the real theme of the game, is much darker, more urgent, because the game developers wanted to go and explore that direction. So my job was very, very complex, I would say very challenging. First off, I had to do a number of variations on his theme that were obviously very closely linked with the tune, with the theme, but also I had to come up with enough original but similar thematic material so that the music is not totally repetitious for 2 hours. So I did both. I composed quite a few variations on his music, and I composed also, I mean, just think 2 hours of music. I had to compose a large number of level music that was also pretty diverse within the same tone, within the same style. Obviously, it had to combine Eastern tonality, Eastern instrumentation, with the Western Hollywood kind of hero epic fantasy score. And that was my challenge, and that was my assignment.
So now you've had other works, obviously, Midnight Movie, The Third Nail, Ice Spiders, and that sort of thing. But what would you say is your favorite work to date?
Oh, that's a tough question. I definitely loved The Prince of Persia. That was a very special assignment, again, because I feel of all my jobs before, this one is the job that truly made me reach deeply into my musical memories since my earliest childhood, specifically the Eastern music that I've loved and studied since I was a child. I also remember very much loving Third Nail. That was a kind of a family drama, dark, that was very humanistic. I enjoyed it. Midnight Movie was an incredibly fun, rewarding assignment too, because it was a fantasy, supernatural fantasy. I just loved the story. Basically, you know, it's a possessed film, and the killer from the film jumps into the audience, into the theater, and starts to hunt down the audience members.
Oh.
And they are in an alternate reality. They have to find a way out. I'm grateful. I've been working on very exciting musically and conceptually. With each job, I learn and grow.
So now, what influences for you instrument choice on a particular project?
Oh, it's always decided in negotiations with the director, and we have to again think about the global parameters, what kind of tone we wish to establish, what kind of sonic scape we wish to establish for the film, what feels most right to the story. Like if it's a supernatural slasher, we didn't want to go into kind of a too contemporary groove-based tone, because the film itself is kind of a throwback to the 80s slashers and kind of has fun with that whole genre and with the deconstruction of the genre. So it had to be slightly addressing that time period also in terms of the music, in terms of the score. So these are considerations that are really fun to talk about, and we have to establish the instrumentation right off the bat. That's one thing that gets established at the very beginning of the process. As soon as I get a new job, that's the first kind of thing we talk about: the tone, the instrumentation, the style, whether it's going to be more contemporary, more traditional, which are the antecedents, you know, what kind of models are you looking at in terms of both film as a film narrative and also scoring. And this is really fun for me because I feel there's such a rich tradition, and I absolutely love history, and I love learning and studying what has been created up until now. So, and of course, the challenge is always to be fresh, to be original, to be current, you know, not to totally knock out some old score, but kind of put my own imprint on it.
You also are an orchestrator. So what is the job of the orchestrator?
This is one job that I absolutely love. I work closely with the composer as their support team, and my job is to take their files, their MIDI files or audio files, and create a fully fleshed out score, essentially to create the orchestral arrangement that will be performed by the musicians. I have to first of all assign how many musicians we need, who is going to be playing, what configuration we're going to use, you know, more traditional or more contemporary configuration of instruments. And then my job is to flesh out the scores based on the MIDI files that I'm given. So it's a creative job. It's also very much producerial, because I have to help the composer in their production of the score. Usually they're busy just composing the music and having meetings and approvals, you know, working with a really compressed schedule. So I very much enjoy working in a sense of a support system to the composer and as their music arranger.
Now, as a composer, your job is, of course, to write music.
But
Do you get a chance to use silence as a composing tool?
Silence is a very important, it's interesting, that's a really good question. Silence, I would say, is one of the most important considerations that composers have to always use. And also pacing, which means how quickly the musical events will unfold, whether it's going to be more compressed pacing or more slower. In other words, and how silence will be integrated. I absolutely rely on silence. It's a very poignant, very powerful expression tool of the musical expression, yes.
Now, you've had your fair share of films and video games. How would you compare and contrast the difference between writing a score for a film as opposed to a video game?
It's quite different. The film is a locked picture that has a continuity, beginning, middle, and end. And the score has its own arc and continuity, and it's completely scored to picture. So my job is to make sure the music absolutely matches what's going on. The music has to obviously reveal the unspoken on the screen, and it's usually, if it's a drama, I have to always be very subtle and very careful. So the whole scoring of a film has rules of its own, a whole set of rules that are different. Now, for games, there are different musical compositions that have different functions. Like, for instance, there's scoring of the cutscenes called cinematics. But it's almost like scoring a picture in a sense that the music has to support the visuals, you know, the pacing has to match the energy of the cinematic. But then the level music, which is loops, they could be ambient or combat or suspense or some kind of mission. Usually it's just going by a feel. Usually I get some kind of artwork or cinematics in kind of very rudimentary form, but mostly the artwork is the real inspiration, just to kind of imagine the environment, exactly what's going to be happening on these levels. And I try to, like, usually if it's a franchise, like with Prince of Persia, I did go on YouTube, and just daily I went onto YouTube and tried to see every single part of the franchise that's out there on YouTube. That was a big part of my research. And I'm very visual. I kind of really feed off of the energy of editing and visuals. So to me, that kind of feeds my imagination. When I work on a game, at the beginning of Prince of Persia, we had like folders upon folders of graphics, just visuals. You know, this is the environment for this. This is the underground, the prison, the bath, you know, the palace. And that already kind of very much feeds into my imagination. So that's how it works for the level music, which was my responsibility. I had to do, you know, 2 hours worth of loops and level music.
You mentioned that you're only given like pictures and, you know, maybe visuals every once in a while. Do you find that harder or easier to work with when you're composing a score for a video game?
It's challenging. I'm still fairly new to the world of games, in the sense that I'm right now going through this very intense period of learning, immersing myself into the games. But I can't say I grew up playing games, because that would not be the truth. I grew up watching TV and movies. Mm-hmm. So to me, games is a slightly newer experience altogether, and I'm very committed. I'm very energized, and I love the games visually, and I find them really fascinating. So it was challenging. I really had to imagine myself, and I'm very grateful to Steve Jablonski, and I'm also very grateful to Simon Landry, my supervisor at Ubisoft, who gave me very specific, generous directions, and he was really explicit with his requirements. So I got a good set of parameters and a good set of requirements, and he and I went back and forth, sometimes even daily, with emails and talks on exactly what the music should be doing and how to fine-tune it. What I did was incredibly fine-tuned. It was like a very specific assignment. This is how we want the acrobatics. This is how we want the combat. This is how we want the ambient, the way the music is layered. It was really challenging, and I just tried my best.